For the inhabitants of small islands, climate change may be a matter of life or death. Rolf Payet, an advisor to the president of the Seychelles, says that in this country, rising sea levels will be catastrophic.
In the Seychelles, for example, we have 90% of the people who live on the coastline. So this is where all the infrastructure is, all the housing are, all the communications, shipping, the airport is there. So it's as if, you know, you have to start the whole community from scratch, and that's going to cost a lot of money. We're always the ones losing out, and there's always the same people winning.
Scientists and government officials from around the world are meeting this week in Manado, Indonesia, at the World Ocean Conference. They hope to work together to better understand the role of the seas in global warming and reducing its effects. For small island nations, the problem is called the climate divide. Rich countries emit the most greenhouse gases, which are thought to contribute to global warming. But it is mostly poor developing countries that will pay the heaviest cost of global warming. Decima Williams, president of an association that represents 44 small island nations, says that rich countries should not turn a blind eye to their fate.
We are on the front line as small island states. We are going to get the brunt of it first, but everybody is getting some of it. So we are not taking a high moral ground. We are simply taking a practical, you know, position. That is, we are first, but yours is coming. So you address ours, you reduce yours. It's common sense.
Rolf Payet said that the world should be wary of the creation of millions of potential environmental refugees, people who will have to flee as the seas rise above their homes.
Climate change will have a huge impact on world security. So what we're dealing with today in Iran and Afghanistan will be peanuts compared to what will happen from a great mobilization and great migration of thousands of people who live by the coast.
Small island nations are asking that stricter carbon emissions caps be in the agreement that will replace the Kyoto Protocol on climate change. But it is not clear that larger nations will agree to cut enough to slow global warming. They hope to find common ground in December in Copenhagen, where the world would discuss the future policies on climate. Surendra Nohin for VOA News, Manado.